Warning.
For you, how dare you?
Why can't I say that?
Yes, we've never had a real live diva.
Don't give up.
Warning.
Sis, who does he think he is?
I have some dirt.
Will you confirm or deny?
Maybe you should wait for this to come.
Warning.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's focus.
From reality TV to real life, it's all just So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
Welcome to another episode of So Dramatic. I'm Megan Pistetto. I know I said on Instagram last week that I was cutting back to just one episode a week instead of two, but here I am again for the second time in just a few days, dropping another episode already. I just can't help myself. Wow. What about the tea Nadine spilt in the last episode? It was hot, boiling hot. It was bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. She did not come up for air. She definitely didn't hold back. It was amazing.
A contestant who's been given the boot has come out and she's talked on the So Dramatic podcast.
They were talking in his ear at one point and it was extremely distracting. And I actually said to him, can you not speak for yourself? Do you have to listen to what they're saying to you?
What, he had an earpiece?
Yeah, and he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can literally hear everything that they're saying to you. Like, it's very distracting. And they were like, Nadine, you can't talk about production. Do it again. And I was like, is this all stage? Like, I don't get it.
So sorry, what were they saying into his ear? What could you hear them saying?
Color, she's beautiful. You're the most beautiful woman I've seen. Ask her, what does she do? How does she feel? And then he was listening.
And you could hear
and then
everything.
Like the puppet that he is. Yep, like the puppet that he is, repeating. Literally. Just repeating everything that they were saying.
My God.
Oh, God. Oh, don't you love it when contestants come out and tell you this stuff?
So after we recorded on Friday, I couldn't possibly have waited until today to release it. I wouldn't have been out of sleep all weekend, so I had to drop it straight away. It was burning a hole in my pocket. But then I had to work all weekend to pull another episode together for today. Tim's brother was right. I have no life outside of this podcast. So next time I complain about having burnout, I don't expect any sympathy from anyone because I have brought it upon myself. Another problem is that each week, the episodes are getting harder and harder to top. I keep outdoing myself and setting the bar higher and higher each week. I probably should have set the bar a lot lower to start off with because if I keep trying to top the previous episode, I'm literally going to end up in jail or something. So if I go missing and there's no episode 1 week, you guys know what's happened to me. But you're all digging the content, so I will continue to keep delivering it. It is my civil duty and God's work. Coming up today, now, you have all been waiting very patiently for my Lockie tea. It has been brewing for quite a while now. It's reached boiling point. So this episode is jam-packed full of bachelor goss. Also, I have some very exciting news. In So Exclusive today, Lockie himself makes a huge announcement. Yes, the bachelor himself, guys. He gets very personal with us right here on So Dramatic. I am spoiling you all again. So much drama, such little time. Let's get into the show.
But you're like the last person we can tell things to. You want to know something?
I have some dirt.
So juicy. Now, the moment you have all been waiting for, it's finally time for me to spill some tea on The Bachelor. You have all been very patient, so thank you. Now, I have received some conflicting evidence regarding this season. I have been told by some sources that it is the most boring season yet, but other sources have told me some pretty juicy details about what is going to go down this season, and I must say, I'm totally conflicted. So I'm going to share some highlights about what I know is coming up this season, and you guys let me know what you think. So this season, there isn't going to be as many rose ceremonies as previous seasons. There won't be one every night as per usual. Due to COVID, they had to rush filming and complete the season in a much shorter space of time. And as we know, the cocktail parties and rose ceremonies do take up a lot of time to film. So they will be stretching out the limited content they do have and I guess making the most of a bad situation. Fair enough. I'm also told that there's going to be a number of fights this season involving a number of different people, and the fights are possibly the most explosive the franchise has ever seen. So lots of drama to come. I can't wait for that. There is also going to be two intruders in total this season. So we've already been introduced to Caitlin, who we saw last episode. But the other one comes in at about midway and she really spices things up, I'm told. This season, there is not one, but six villains. Yes, six. So the villains we need to look out for and keep an eye on are Juliet, Caitlin, Ariba, Zoe Claire, Laura, and Roxy. They're all set to ruffle lots of feathers, so stay tuned for that. Now, guys, some shocking news. We've got a new super spreader on our hands because I am told that Lockie kisses multiple girls each rose ceremony and does not hold back spreading his germs around the mansion, even during a pandemic. No wonder the show had to be shut down. But while Lockie was quite pleased with his selection of women, obviously, since he was kissing them all, the feeling wasn't mutual. I am told that when the women first met Lockie, they thought he was in his mid-40s and not 30. They thought he looked old and were calling him an older man. So he does live in Bali, where he spends most of his time outdoors, I guess. So it's probably just a bit of premature aging from the sun. He really needs to make sure he slip, slop, slaps.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So prior to watching the show last week, I had been told some juicy stories about what was going to go down during the first two episodes. However, I was so shocked when I was watching and none of it was shown, absolutely none of it, which is mind-blowing to me considering how boring the second episode was. I fell asleep. So while Channel 10 might deprive you guys, I do the opposite here. It's so dramatic. I spoil you. Let me get into what wasn't shown. Leilani had a huge Zoe Claire style meltdown in the bathroom during the cocktail party and it did not make it to air. She burst into tears after the girls began snickering about her behind her back because she was the only girl who Lockie didn't speak to that night. He spoke to every single other girl at length except her. So understandably, she wasn't feeling the best. She was quite insecure and I guess let down by the whole thing. So she went to the bathroom for 30 minutes and was bawling her eyes out. Poor thing. Another thing that wasn't shown, a little behind the scenes tidbit that I found quite interesting. So the red carpet arrivals, the first cocktail party night and the rose ceremony is actually filmed over 3 nights. I know Nadine said in the last episode that it was 2 nights, but she missed the third day of filming, which is when they do their talking heads. And I'm told that the girls were filming until the sun came up at 5 a.m. each morning, but they do make it look like it's filmed on the same day. The women also wear the same clothes for 3 days straight and redo their hair and makeup exactly the same each day. Very unhygienic in my eyes, but anyway, we progress. Another funny tidbit, when the girls first met Lockie, none of them knew who he was. They had no idea he was a Survivor star because none of them had watched the show, which we did see play out on camera a little bit. But in real life, it was much worse. It went on for so long with the girls not knowing who he was that the producers actually had to pull Charlie aside and tell her who he was so that she could bring it up with the other women because none of them had realized. Super awkward. Coming up on The Bachelor this week, I know Channel 10 have been clickbaiting us for weeks about a huge fight that takes place, and finally this week it all comes to a head, and surprisingly, it involves a secret note. Juliet, Ariba, and Christina are close friends in the mansion, and they all got to spend time with Lockie, but Juliet went behind their backs and secretly slipped Lockie a note afterwards to get an advantage over them. So Ariba and Christina find out and turn on her and accuse her of cutting their grass. They have a big falling out and it leads to a very explosive argument that we see this week. It gets quite physical, I'm told. I can't wait to see the drama unfold.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Let's break up the Bachelor content for now with a little Masked Singer digression for a minute. So a lot of you have been asking for my guesses and predictions. And again, between 2 podcast episodes a week, I haven't had any time to watch an episode yet, which is devastating news for me because I actually love The Masked Singer. It's such a great show. But I do have some intel from a very reliable source. Spoiler alert ahead, please flick forward if you do not want to know the names of celebrities underneath the masks. I will pause now. I will stall. Okay, last chance. Fast forward. Final calls. Okay, I'm going to get into it now. I am told Julia Morris, Grant Denyer, Christine Arnoux, Katie Noonan, and Sophie Monk are some of the celebrities under the masks. And what a talented lineup, might I add. I saw an ad for The Masked Singer, and I have to say, I think Julia is the kitten, and I also think the dragonfly might be Sophie, but again, don't hold me to these details because that part is not Bible. It's just my uneducated guess because I am not following the show and I haven't watched a single episode or seen any of the clues. If I do hear anything else, though, I will let you all know.
Do not fight amongst yourselves. Please come to me.
So will you confirm or deny?
At least you're honest with me.
So exclusive. Guys, I'm so excited. Huge news, a massive scoop in store for you today. To celebrate the start of the Bachelor season, I have the man of the hour, the one and only former Survivor star and Bachelor of Australia, Lachie Gilbert, exclusively on So Dramatic. Now, unfortunately, because he's such a busy man, he couldn't be here in person to record live, but he has recorded a very special exclusive message for all So Dramatic listeners. It's a huge announcement. Let me play it for you now.
Hey, I'm lucky and I've got a 12-foot penis.
I told you guys it was huge. That short and sweet audio, no pun intended, is from a very cheeky video that landed on my desk just a few days ago. And I must say it was by far the highlight of my week. So the video shows Lachie giving the very candid confession about the size of his manhood before it flashes to him and a group of friends that included Alex Markovich from Maths, who we know was hanging out regularly with Lachie in Perth during the COVID filming break. Sources also tell me that the pair did sleep together, shock horror, which is very scandalous considering Lachie was supposed to be dating all of these other women at the same time. I guess it's just never enough for him. It seems like he was a very busy, naughty boy during filming. Guys, I think we have a new super spreader on our hands. I will post the video on Instagram as well at Dramatic Podcast to share the love with you guys because I don't know about you, but that was the most action I've had in a very long time. Let's just say that. Hashtag COVID vibes. Now, that was the one and only time I will clickbait you guys. I just couldn't help myself. I was feeling a little bit evil today. Plus, as I said, this episode was additional and pulled together at the last minute since I dropped the official episode on Friday. So cut me a bit of slack. Please forgive me. Next episode, I have a guest recording live for this segment. Do not despair.
This is bad behavior. Everybody calm down.
It's a case for the FBI.
So scandalous. So Detective Meg on the case. I am back after a short hiatus. I did hang up my detective hat for a little while there, but I'm back. Better than ever. So a few episodes ago, I revealed on So Dramatic that Ellie Miles and her sister Becky were actually our Plan B bachelorettes. Well, Lachie has actually one-upped them because it turns out he is our Plan C bachelor. Yes, C as in dog C. I am told from a very reliable Channel 10 source that Lachie wasn't producer's first choice. In fact, he wasn't even their second choice. He was their third choice, aka the last resort because they had no one else and he was basically chucked into the role at the 11th hour. It was struggle street to find someone to fill the role. They had a number of hiccups and the first two contestants that were chosen both pulled out at the last minute. Now, when I heard this, it made a lot of sense to me because when he was announced, I was very confused and shocked by the decision. Let me explain why. So after Survivor finished filming, a very reliable source, someone else from Channel 10 actually, told me that Lachie was kicked off Survivor by the psychologist because he made a producer cry and threw an axe at another contestant. Yikes. So Lachie was making a bed out of bamboo and one of the producers asked him to go out to the beach and talk to another contestant because they only had one cameraman there at the time and they needed everyone to be in the same spot for filming purposes. It was basically a simple and standard producer direction, right? But he completely cracked it because the source tells me that he doesn't like being told what to do and likes to do everything on his own terms, and he's a very angry person and a massive spoiled brat. Their words, not mine. So Lockie had a massive meltdown and threw a machete at a contestant in anger and screamed at the producer in rage. The producer then broke down in tears. Then after the outburst, Lockie was pulled out of filming and the psychologist gave him a one-on-one assessment and came to the conclusion that he wasn't mentally stable enough to continue and was actually a safety risk to the other contestants. They recommended that he be pulled from the game and sent home immediately. However, producers had the final say and decided to override the psychologist and allowed him to continue filming. Because I guess he was one of the biggest personalities on the show and they desperately would have wanted to continue the storyline of his romance with Brooke. But this shocking incident wasn't a one-off either. On another occasion, he said something nasty to another producer and kept yelling back at her when she would give him directions, and eventually she also broke down in tears too. Then there was another incident between Lockie and Harry where Lockie tore Harry to shreds during one of the challenges, which involved wrestling in the water. I didn't watch last season, so I don't actually know which specific scene, but I'm told that it got so heated that the executive producer had to rush in and break them up because she thought they were about to kill each other. The source tells me Lockie fully laid into Harry. It got so bad that everyone stopped and didn't really know what to do. It was scary. The EP came out on set and broke them up. She started to scream at Lockie because he'd gone too far and she gave him a serious warning. The source also tells me Lockie was a total nightmare for producers during the entire season. He has the worst manners. He spoke to the crew like crap. So I don't know why they would put the staff through that again. It will be interesting to see how he goes. I think on The Bachelor, he will have strict instructions to be on his best behavior and act respectful at all times. They will be watching him like a hawk and telling him exactly what to do and say. I just don't think it's fair that they are rewarding someone for bad behavior. Are they really that desperate? Is there really no one else? He is not a good role model at all. Wow. Harsh words. I guess we'll all have to stay tuned and see how this unfolds.
So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
That's all the tea I've got for you guys today. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. I just want to say another big thank you to everyone who has been sliding into my DMs at Dramatic Podcast and sending me tips, requests, receipts. The RSI in my thumb is worsening, but as always, I am happy to put my life on the line for you guys, and I will be getting back to each and every one of you as soon as I can. So please keep sending me in things. It's amazing. Speaking of putting my life on the line, I did burn myself out massively last week. I had a Jamie plus Zoe Claire style meltdown. I do not recommend working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week for 4 weeks, guys. Not healthy, not ideal. Do not try this at home. I almost killed myself spilling too much tea. I do like to spoil you guys, but I think I might have spoiled you a little too much. If you haven't already, please join the Facebook group. I will be sharing more exclusive content on there daily and keeping you all up to date with everything So Dramatic. If you enjoyed this episode, which I assume is all of you, please subscribe, rate, and review. 5 stars only, of course. And share, share, share. If you could please post a screenshot on Instagram wherever you're listening to the podcast, or share the episode link on Facebook, or text it to a friend, whatever. I will be eternally grateful. You were all such amazing little super spreaders last week. Please keep it up. I cannot wait to bring you more juicy scoops next episode, whenever that is. I don't want to make any promises because it will probably change again before then, but maybe Friday, if not Monday. I like to keep you guys on your toes, so I will let you know when it's dropping. There are no rules on this podcast. I really just put the episodes out when I feel like it. I drop it like it's hot or not at all. Thank you for bearing with me and being so patient and understanding. And thank you for listening to another episode of So Dramatic.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.